Secretary of Labour Hilda Solis was on Staten Island this week visiting hurricane-ravaged areas and meeting with dozens of immigrant day labourers who've been volunteering their time to help with the clean-up and real building effort. She took part in roundtable discussions where leaders of other federal and state agencies took questions from immigrant workers and the heads of immigrant worker organisations from New York and New Jersey. WBAI's Jose Santiago was there and files this report.
Don't be afraid to call us. Call us on our hotline. If you have some wage theft or discrimination that's going on in the workplace and your fellow members or colleagues are at risk and are not aware of what their rights are, to please call us. Everything is confidential, and we are here to protect.
Labor Secretary Hilda Solis on her second trip to Staten Island since Hurricane Sandy struck, trying to assure immigrant workers and leaders of immigrant support groups that the Obama administration is listening and is working to avoid the federal government's mistakes following Hurricane Katrina. Joined by the state labor commissioner and a top official of the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, Solis laid out what Washington has done so far to ensure that the physical and financial health of recovery workers is protected. And she said federal money has been released to hire more workers for the recovery.
We've already invested about $46 million. There's going to be more coming because New York and New Jersey and other states need more national emergency grant assistance. That's monies to hire up people with for the cleanup. But then there's also about $1 billion that has already been spent by the federal government. $1 billion has already been spent helping to rescue and help families.
Among the dozens of people packing the offices of El Centro del Inmigrante in the Port Richmond section of Staten Island was Nadia Marin Molina, who is with the National Day Laborers Organizing Network.
We were very happy that the secretary was able to visit because she's bringing attention to the issue of day laborers and the importance of day laborers in the cleanup work. Up until now, it's sort of people have talked about the cleanup, but people aren't recognizing that these are workers who are doing this and who are some of them are facing really difficult and dangerous conditions doing this, and a lot of them are day laborers.
Now, I heard you raise the issue of wage theft. What is happening with that, and what are your concerns there?
Well, we know that, for example, after Hurricane Katrina, there was a huge amount of wage. I mean, there's always, actually, with day laborers, there's a huge incidence of wage theft among day laborers because the employers, a lot of times they don't know the names of the employers, they don't know the information about the company, and so there's a lot of employers who take advantage of that sort of informal situation with the workers and don't pay them for the work that they've done, and that incidence increases after a natural disaster like Hurricane Katrina, or for example after 9/11, a lot of the workers who worked as cleanup workers at that time weren't paid their wages or were working in really dangerous conditions. And so we brought that to the attention of the Department of Labor because they have the Wage and Hour Bureau, and we think that it's important for them to, before it happens at the scale that it's happened in the past, for them to dedicate some resources, to dedicate some staff time to actually try to both prevent it and to address it immediately.
Other activists pointed out the need for rebuilding a day laborers center in Brooklyn that was destroyed by the hurricane. Day laborers there now have no place to congregate to seek employment or to access other vital services. There were no promises from the federal and state officials, but Secretary Solis sought to assure everyone that the White House is determined to have a better long-term response to Hurricane Sandy than there was for Hurricane Katrina.
This president, I want to make very clear, is very, very committed to making sure that we expedite and are efficient in our federal services and that we are coherent and understanding of everything that's going on the ground. That's why he sent us out here. So thank you very much for having us.
For WBAI News, I'm Jose Santiago reporting from Staten Island.